Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free at checkout and score yourself some free shipping around Australia. Even if you don't go through that, just get them wherever you get them. I think, do you have one right there, Heggy? Oh, it sounded like you were about to crack one.
Stash. Yeah, getting right into it. It's it's nice. We've got at my local beach, it is packed for school holidays, but there's no alcohol. Thanks to people not knowing how to behave themselves about 5 or 6 years ago for Christmas Day. Absolute dump. Ditched alcohol, which is quite a good thing, actually. Don't really need it at the beach in the baking hot sun, but still see some bozos doing it. But you can take a four-pack of Heaps just down there, slam them against your head when they're empty, told the lifesavers to rack off.
Well, bringing up the pub, we'll bring up your local beach. But I love you're not allowed to drink on the beach, but just nearby, the Coogee Bay Hotel. Shit in the soft serve.
Yeah.
People getting glassed. Wasn't that one of the first plastic glass pubs?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was one of it's not now, it's pretty calm now. It used to be one of the regularly in the top five most dangerous pubs in the country. But that's settled right down.
Which I find amazing because at least when that happens down here in Sictoria, down in Melbourne, your favourite place, at least that those pubs are generally in grim areas.
Yeah.
I just never understand bashing someone at the beach.
It wasn't the residents, shall we say. There's people with really tall green hats on. They were short.
Oh, man.
They're spreading magic dust. It's those people, your mates.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
Bit different from the vibe that caused the issues at the beach in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
So, there you go. That is not a sand vehicle. All right. Get ready. Heaps Normal. Get them in ya.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me! I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's it going? Mate.
Man, good, mate. Just bloody sweating the balls off. Summertime.
I can see a fan spinning above you. It's like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, it is. I was going to say get me to the chopper. Wrong movie. I only know Arnie movies.
It's giving me flashbacks looking at that fan going above your head.
Now, I always think I like that. I think I'm more spring and autumn as a pasty wranger. I just do not need this fucking heat.
Summer can be disagreeable, especially down there.
Mm.
You bang on about it, the Melbourne people, but rightly so. Real hot. You'll be watching lots of tennis soon.
Oh,
I can tell because it's so hot. There'll be tennis on, the sport of just champion kings or something, whatever they say.
Anywhere where like people are mainly drinking Peroni, I don't want to be there. That's a fucking shit spot.
Absolutely.
And that's at an event or a pub.
Italy's VB.
Shit beer.
Yeah. Good marketing, good overseas marketing, a la Foster's, although people are onto Foster's after many decades. Mate, I've been getting out of the heat, actually, down to the beach. It's been pretty good. I've got some French relatives here.
Yeah.
Been pretty good. We've taken their kids down the beach and stuff.
They're still here, or are we going to see a bloody Bondi rescue with someone yelling merde in the background?
No, it's not like
that. The jet ski runs out to get them.
They're too little to get in too much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, 5 years old.
Thank God you're not a lifesaver. Hey, mate, is my toddler all right to go on the surf? Yeah, mate, too little to get in trouble. You'll be right.
If they're taking enough risks to go out past their head, then, we'll be all right without them.
Well, I took my 4-year-old down to Williamstown Beach in Melbourne, one of those great bay beaches, and he's only, I don't think he's ever swum at a beach like that. He's been to the Goldie and Sunny Coast and down the Great Ocean Road, but he's never been to one of Melbourne's bay beaches that he can remember.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, where the waves, Dad? Where the waves gone?
No waves. You know, they're not here. Needs a few more thousand years down there too for the sand to become walkable. Stop being glass and rock and turn into actual sand, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how long it takes for syringes to break down, but I don't know if it's going to break down into sand. Nah, not at Willy Beach. Nice beach, but fucking flat.
We had a,
you're tired walking out trying to get above your head.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, it's pretty big waves here at the moment and quite good fun. But the 5-year-old, my niece, what a time to be alive. If you've got a 5-year-old, try to remind them how good life is, because it's an excellent era of your life just to wake up and go, I can't believe it. The sun's up again. Get up, everyone. I've done it. There's a new day. Here it is. Quite excited. But also, we had to stop because she thought she'd done a nugget in her swimmers. Went down. It's just a handful of sand. Some people never grow out of that, but what a great time of life that is. Is that a poo or is it just some sand? I don't know. Could be either. Could have been me. Who knows? What a great time.
Mate, you're telling me if I don't have one very close to that age around me at all fucking times. He just stripped yesterday and took a piss.
Great.
All right, man. Turned it into a nude beach.
Yeah.
Why not, lad? Talking of shitting, you'll like this, Heggy. This week's episode, we're covering a quite a lunatic Englishman, IT into bodybuilding / strongman.
Yep.
Went back to the gym for the first time in months. Good mate, Bart Freeman. Go, fuck this. Nothing's changed. I'm going to go as heavy as possible right now. Went to the toilet that night. Whoop, straight to the doctor, my man.
Oh.
Did myself a fucking, I might have torn myself, I reckon.
Oh, goodness. Do we need to know about this?
I had to get a doctor to look at me date.
Were you checking the output? Thinking, oh, that's a, it's gone inside out. That was too heavy.
Yeah, even if you were colorblind, you'd look in the bowl and go, that's not the one we're after.
Oh, goodness gracious, mate. This is grim.
So, got myself some Proctacetyl.
Oh, don't show me.
Bit of fun.
Got dirty just looking at that.
Yeah.
That's
fun little tube.
You and a lot of resolutioners, I think chiropractors and what have you, are doing booming trade first few weeks of January.
Oh, fuck, you'd stay open, wouldn't you?
I'd nearly just set up one next to a CrossFit.
Mate, I told you, that's where my physio was.
Yeah, great place.
He was right next to a CrossFit. He hired the front office at a CrossFit.
Excellent. Cut out the middleman. Get a trampoline centre put in across the road. Bob's never be out of work. It's like funerals.
Just get in there 10 minutes before accountants try and start doing 25 kilo slam balls.
Yeah.
Make yourself a cup of coffee. Put your feet up.
What the fuck is a slam ball?
Just a big fucking heavy ball you slam on the ground.
Oh, okay. You pick it up above your head and do that.
Mate.
Like those baggage handlers were doing.
Yeah. You need it in your life.
No, I don't.
A bit less Murderpedia and writing a manifesto, a bit more slam ball in the backyard.
Oh, no.
I think that's what it's what contributed to me date as well. Speaking of speaking of nice yards, Heggy, before we get stuck into the ep, each week, of course, if we're down the line, you've got a Zoom background with a grim past, and I'm looking at, well, this looks like a nice front yard, house. I almost assumed Australia, and then I saw the number 6628.
Yeah, that
which
do
is
that
an American
either,
they fuck, they never. They never just make a new street. Is it just one fucking street in America?
Yeah, pretty much. They must have street numbers in the 10,000s. I don't think you'd ever see that here.
Mm.
I don't recall seeing a 4-digit one here, even Pacific Highway.
It goes by block, I think.
Oh, okay. Right. Quite a complex situation over there. For people who aren't known for their, sorting shit out on a basic logic level, they all seem to know north and south. Especially the detectives. They could be going at high speed and go, I'm going south, east on this. What the fuck? I wouldn't know that. I'd have to stop and check the sun. They all know. Like pigeons, aren't they?
It's on most of their street signs, I think.
Oh, that's how they're doing it. Right.
Yeah. South east block, north east block.
Yeah.
But this house,
Yeah.
Mate, we're getting all caught up in the weeds here. What's happened? What's happened at 6628?
This is none other than the Blair House in Missouri, beautiful Missouri, where Terry Blair and the Blair family, you know, at large actually lived. Terry Blair, his mum, shot her husband. His brother, Walter, killed a 16-year-old during a robbery, then killed a 21-year-old for $6,000 because she was about to be a witness, so he killed her for someone. Walter got executed for his troubles, 1993. Terry's sister, Warnetta, and her husband, Noyla White III, they killed a bloke, obviously.
Why is it the richest and the poorest people hang on to the third, the fourth?
Us in between us.
Never middle class.
I'm the first. Noyla White, he went down for it. Noyla White III went down for it in 1984. Got out, though, in 2001. Noyla White IV killed Noyla White III. Just knocked his dad off.
Oh, you're kidding.
Murder's following these people. I haven't even got to Terry yet.
Does he become the third? Did he think it was rankings? He's trying to move up.
It's like the Royals.
And I'm not stopping until I'm Noyla White I.
1989, Warnetta killed her boyfriend, Pablo Gomez, when he threatened to cut off her crack supply. 1992, Terry's older brother, Clifford, abducted a woman and while stopping short of killing her, injured her so badly he got two life terms plus 240 years in prison. So hoping he gets out, he's a better person. All the brothers and nephews have dealing and robbery convictions, and there's a lot of them.
Oh, my God.
Terry. Get to Terry finally, the black sheep of the family. He killed...
Good bloke.
He is not. He killed the pregnant mother of his two kids in 1982. Got 25 years for that. Not too bad value for over there in a middle state.
This isn't... We talk about this on previous episodes where, you know, crimes in the sky, who knows what you're going to get. But didn't someone just before just injure someone enough to get two life sentences and 240 years?
Yeah, his brother only got 240 years. Or he got 240 years. He's only getting 25 for an actual killing.
Yeah,
the injuries were horrific. Yes. Depends how you look at it, mate. He was out in 21. And then in the 2003/4 season, that saw Terry go on a spree. Body count, 8.
Lucky number.
He called 911 a few times to tell them where they could find more bodies. So
busy.
No parole this time.
No.
So this is the Blair House. Looks quite decent on the outside. Mm. Don't know what's happening there to cause all that. The Blairs are not fucking cool.
That little sunflowers in the garden looks like quite nice little garden there.
Yeah, some weeds take on another. It'd be like a nasturtium or something there. Like I don't know.
By the way, is that a little stump in the ground with a sign for a fucking security mob just near the garage door there?
It's that or an orienteering hole punch. Looks a bit like that. Or a YHA, or you know that YHA thing they put on a stick, or a safety house. I don't know. They're fucking sus.
That would be great. Have a safety house stick on that joint.
Yeah, they didn't just give out those yellow triangles willy nilly when I was a kid. No way. You're just a special kind of bloke to get one of them.
Yeah. Well, single men in their 50s in the neighbourhood.
Do you own a model train set? Yep. All right, mate, we better get started.
That's grim. And I know the story in this episode, grim, that was a nice little entree, I reckon.
Yes.
Let's get stuck in.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate, this week we're back on British Airways. And if you can cast your mind back to July 8, 2015.
British Airways, they are up there.
Yeah, I reckon we should do a bar chart really at some stage. This is London to Houston, Texas, BA195. Good old British Airways.
Have we covered a reverse of this before? Have we done a Texas to...
Oh, Dallas, London? I think so. Yeah.
There was some oil worker who went fucking Burko up in business class.
That's right. Yeah. I should really keep... I mean, there's so many. I can't remember.
Are we dealing with another... Is this a 10-gallon hat going home?
No, quite the opposite. It's a bloke called Darren Halliwell, 48 at the time. And I'll tell you what he is. He's a bodybuilder.
Oh, hold on. Got a few jobs, yep.
A millionaire IT professional.
Hold on, that's two.
and a father of three.
More tea!
What a combo.
Oh, that's a fucking bio, man. Nerds can be muscle men and vice versa now.
Mm.
Like it's must be confusing looking in the mirror and some days be scared of the man looking back at you and others you just want to throw his fucking pencil case on the roof.
Stop pinching yourself. Stop pinching yourself. Yeah. Doing it to yourself. Checking your body fat.
Yeah. Daz is the secretary and director of Minimizer Limited in Wigan, UK.
Mm.
Everyone else on the board has since resigned. He's the only one left.
Yeah, wow. So, is it just his bit, like has he just started it? Like we have our own companies and is it one of those?
I mean, it's some sort of IT thing. If crypto was, I mean, it might be crypto, but it's he seems like that sort of dude, like just an opportunist, muscle man.
Do you tell yourself things like that to stop you from looking any further into you? It's probably crypto. Can't get my head around this. I'll just assume it's crypto.
Oh, did you and everyone else get their heads around crypto, imaginary coins, and now they've gone?
I knew a long time ago when a mate of mine came into a bar with a Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned and a full Buddha chest tattoo.
Yeah.
And he said to me, and I quote, "Cody, I've got a good mid-level Jew who can make you big coins."
Brilliant. I know from the phrase, a mate of mine, that something's up when it comes to finances. I don't want to hear a mate of mine and money the same conversation.
But I've also never heard race and then what level of that race you're dealing with.
Yeah, great.
Got a good mid-level one, mate. Fucking incredible.
And there you go.
Made a bunch, lost it all.
Has he lost the Hawaiian shirt off his back?
No, I think he could keep that. Yeah. He's probably maybe cut it into a singlet or something, a bit more fun. But I don't know if he got back in the second time around before it really kicked off. When it really, really shows just what human beings are like when we're told to stay inside for a period of time and a lot of people give them free money by the government, that a lot of people will just buy a fucking gif of a rhino doing a dance before saving for the future.
Pretty much. Like give all the money you want to Bevan's, pretty much filters its way back to the rich, doesn't it? It doesn't last long.
Oh, guess back in Kevin 07 when he gave the Prime Minister of Australia at the time, Kevin Rudd, gave a $900 payment.
Yeah, it was a one-off
payment. Australians.
Yeah.
Sort of boost the economy. Have a guess what one Nicholas J. Cody used that money to buy.
A wall bracket for a massive fucking television and a new controller for your PlayStation and a helmet that you can wear while you're playing PlayStation and a big chair so you can look like you're on the fucking Millennium Falcon while you're playing PlayStation. You loser.
That was a TV, but I like that you got some extra shots in there after you got it correct. No. Let me finish.
I'm still not finished.
And a truck steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
Foot pedals so you can do jobs in a truck.
Pretend stuff. Darren and his wife. What do you reckon her name is? One guess you'll get. $5 is the prize.
Just because it would make me laugh, I want to say Sharon.
You are 100% correct. I owe you a crisp $5 note.
2023 is off to an absolute flyer.
Couldn't be better. I'm minus $5 already. Darren and Sharon were traveling to Houston for a weightlifting event. The USAPL Summer Power Fest, if you really want to know.
Yeah.
Current record holder and champion is Chad Penson, 30-year-old, squatted 755 pounds. That's 342 kilograms.
Good squat.
You have to plug your bottom up for that, wouldn't you? That is, hope he doesn't want to have babies. Jesus Christ, I got ass butter just thinking about it. Good on you though, Chad. Congratulations. A useful, useful skill.
I do like you can squat to the point where you need a, you know, you've got the belt on, then the guys have like ankle braces, knee braces. And at some point you're like, what part of your body is doing this?
I don't know. What it's,
you know,
all indicators that you shouldn't really be doing it.
Mm.
That's a 3 or 4 man lift, something that heavy, minimum. I've been on the end of a steel beam that weighed a couple of hundred kilos and it is not fun at all.
Mm.
5 times that, that's untenable for any man. They don't age well, these blokes, do they?
You got yourself to Power Fest.
Yeah, I wasn't at the Power Fest. I was just trying to get some money, just trying to get paid. They don't age well. It's a fair bit to put your body through, isn't it? I wonder if any amateur ones, you might know this, if they have trouble getting health insurance. Like your Ronnie Colemans of the world, they've made enough cash to ride themselves into a pretty financially comfortable, fucking painful early grave. Less popular.
Ronnie Coleman?
Yeah.
Status arrested.
The great Ronnie Coleman, 8-time Mr. Olympia.
Yeah. The great. Your less profitable lumps of meat, they must have just as many injuries, but insurance companies would give them a wide berth, wouldn't they? Like if you're an insurance man, you're just going to be sitting there going, you did what to yourself voluntarily? Pulled a truck up a hill with your teeth? Get out of my office, man. No way.
Yeah, there is a law of diminishing returns with visits to the gym each week, you know.
Yeah.
They're probably looking for 3 to 5. When you say 27, they go, wow, all right, too much gym.
Yeah. It's Darren, he's a...
G'day, guys. Big fitness guru. I'm a 35-year-old with back acne.
Oh.
Got a short temper. Just love fitness and health.
Yeah. He's... There's a lot of things wrong with these blokes. I've started following Jay Cutler on social media. Yeah.
Real very good.
Very interesting dimension he has.
Yeah. I used to have a bit about him. He's got one of my favourite photos ever. I think it was him in like a pink G-string flexing on stage at a bodybuilding competition with the caption underneath, I believe it said, "Stay humble." One of my favourite.
I've always loved those.
Fuck it. Love it.
Stylized shots of a muscle man with just a towel just covering his tackle.
You have to get, it's my favourite gym. And you go there when you're at Melbourne Comedy Festival, Doherty's in Melbourne. Unbelievable gym. And the best bodybuilders from the world go to Doherty's when they're in town. But there's some really good photography up on the walls.
Yeah, it's
that
great.
I will take you to some of the gyms. Great. Just fuck. It's a good laugh.
Oh, it's good. I mean, online's full of that stuff too. You see a man, you know, just fresh off a workout, real sweaty, head in hands with a, "I really miss my nan" or something written underneath it. "Mum just died. Can't say how much I miss her," while flexing. Incredible. Yeah. Darren is the IT millionaire, powerlifting, bodybuilding, all-round top bloke. Shiny.
Nancy, but sorry, I don't want to be, you know, nitpicking here so early in the new year, but bodybuilder and powerlifter, generally two different things. The powerlifters are a bit happier because they get to eat whatever the fuck they want. They're the one, you know, lifting the – they're being the truck. They're putting their arms through the window and just standing up in the chassis and walking it, you know, a plane runway length.
I don't know. I assume at 48 is a bit of crossover. You're not bodybuilding. I don't know. How old are bodybuilders when they just pack it in?
No, the bodybuilders are the one that they're angry competition day because they haven't had water for a few days and they're, you know, 1% body fat. They're a bit angry. Whereas the other ones have just eaten a sushi bar's worth of food.
Yeah.
They're good to go.
Imagine like being dead for a couple of hundred years and coming back and seeing what we've done with the joint. And you stumble into a fucking bodybuilding competition. It's so fucking useless. Darren, though, guess what sort of haircut he's got?
Oh, I'm going to have to say short on the side, spiky top, blonde tips.
Nah, he doesn't have a haircut. Shiny head.
Bald.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Early onset male pattern baldness, that's a catalyst for a lot of men wanting to cultivate muscles. Like, I don't watch this shit, obviously, but the snippets I've seen, not a lot of hair on heads or anywhere, really. There's a bit of cycling about it too, isn't it? You keep your head shaved, you're not going to get, they can't just pull a hair out and go, "This is what you had last week, this is what you had the week before." Drugs
they're
wise.
Not testing. They're not testing those Mr. Olympia. No, not at all. There's no testing. I think a lot of the reasons too that they go bald is because of that, you know, their stack.
Yeah.
Their supplement stack.
Oh. If anything, they temporarily age backwards, don't they? They turn into teenagers. Their body hair all falls out. No, they get pimples on their backs, no less. That's why I've never attempted to lift something too heavy unless it's a fucking emergency. Even then, if I had to lift something that was that heavy, I'd want some sort of assurance that the kid trapped under the car is going to grow up and be a good person. Don't lift. You don't need to lift stuff that weighs hundreds of kilograms ever. Get some friends.
It would be nice to be strong enough to be able to lift a car just up enough to get someone. They're like, thanks so much, mate. I'm trapped. You're like, well, I haven't let you go yet.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
What are you going to do? Answer these questions three. I don't want to get into that. Things that annoy me. With hair loss is, like the hair loss, I reckon, the general consensus is go bald, get muscles. Women won't even look up past the huge shoulders or something. I don't know what they're thinking. Same with little men and money, isn't it? It's all bait and switch. Most men spend their whole lives trying to trick women. With varying degrees of success.
Oh,
I don't know.
And vice versa? Fucking hell.
Well, yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Not All Men. Let's hear it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, Darren has
I'll just stick this on and this on and push this up and do this and say this and come on. 5'11 till my shoes are off, I'm 5'4.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Well, if you don't look down at a pair of stilts, you know, that's on you. Some of that's on you. Big built up shoes.
It's not. I like when I see those couples together though. Where you go, they're just both lying to one another. It's great. It's hurt no one.
Oh yeah.
Just, you know? Yeah.
House of cards, though, isn't it? Darren started drinking as soon as he got on the plane. Do muscle men handle booze better or worse than the rest of us? I know the fats handle it better, but do muscle
I reckon the powerlifters would be fine, but maybe the muscle men are a bit, you know, there's not enough fat there. There's not.
Yeah, they don't have any fat, do they? They can't really absorb booze.
Yeah.
They wouldn't really booze much, would they?
They're dehydrated.
Well, he was going to a weightlifting event, I believe, so I don't think he's the dehydrated type, although just say bodybuilder, don't you?
I don't know if he's in economy, but nothing would annoy you more, I think, than sitting in an economy seat going, I wonder who it's going to be.
Yeah, he was in economy.
And just him walking sideways down the aisle.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's in the middle. What's happened?
He can't turn around. He has to walk off backwards if he goes to back it up to go to the toilet. Darren, he became a bit lippy. Details are scant, though, just general loudness that people from the north of England have a tendency for, banter. He has gone to the toilet at one stage and he came out of there.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
He got in and out.
Well, he came out somewhat different. What was the difference?
He had a dart in his mouth?
No. Same old Darren.
No pants on.
No shirt on.
Oh.
Yeah. Just came out with no shirt, like Costanza did that time.
If he's big enough, he could have got that caught on a tap or something, just trying to turn around. May not have been his fault.
Yeah, on the toilet roll holder. It's still there.
Or he's wearing the shirt that he's going to wear for the flexing comp. It's caught the side and just ripped up.
Oh, yeah. They rip shirts off during that, don't they? Is that what they do?
Some of them, yeah.
Sort of half stripping, half sport or something. Mm. I don't know. Pride's no longer a sin either way. But he's already clocked on for the USAPL powerlifting event, which is yet another sport that appears impossible to compete in with a fucking shirt on. Why do you need shirt off to lift up heavy stuff? It's like attending a music concert for some people. just take your shirt off, whatever. Never seen it at comedy. Shirts tend to remain on there somehow.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah. You didn't start in Queensland. I reckon there'd be some Queensland open mics where people have no shirts on.
You reckon crowd members just got no shirts on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. He became abusive and nonsensical at this stage, yelling and pushing at least three flight attendants.
Wow.
No real catalyst for it, just firing up. Didn't even get refused lost service or anything, just lost his shirt. Yeah. He then did the only thing he could do. He backhanded his wife in the face.
Oh, fuck.
It's unclear whether or not he kissed his ring finger before doing that, but he fell on top of other passengers who were seated near him. He couldn't get up and walk straight. He was that maggot. I reckon he's had a head start.
They've had to power lift him off.
Well, that became a problem because he was so big. He might have been doing that starve yourself bullshit that your heroes do, but and greasing himself up and stuff. But I think he's had a head start. He's a big man, and you can't drink that much on a plane and get like proper can't stand up maggot.
Well, how old is he? 45?
48.
48. Was that, that long of drinking?
48 years, warm up, run up to this exact flight. Then he's pulled his shorts down, exposing himself, and started pissing on his own seat in front of passengers, including but not limited to a 14-year-old girl. You've got to consider the children.
Of course.
He was so drunk, couldn't walk on his own, and flight attendants were unable to restrain him. Fucking big bastard. That's the whole aim, isn't it?
Restrain?
No, of those guys, it's just big. Getting big is just physical intimidation. No other reason for recreational muscles. It's just...
Pissing on your own seat's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
Just so I don't forget where I'm sitting. I'll piss on it. I can have a wander.
Shitting in his nest. The FA's informed the captain, and as soon as they struck land... The pilot has decided to divert the plane. As soon as I saw the look of this bloke, I had a feeling that this plane will get diverted, especially with the pissing thing, but turned out to be a bit more than a feeling. They're off to Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Yeah. That was the beautiful Boston band.
Of course.
Giving us more of it. Damn straight. Troopers got on and hopefully one or more of them were Ronnie Coleman's eyes. They did manage to arrest him.
Status arrested.
If I were on the plane, I would have waited until he was safely in cuffs before chirping in with a bit of a good one fuckwit or something along those lines. Hard to resist, isn't it? Good one, dickhead.
It's not like the Aussie Insta model. From a couple of years ago, got left to get oysters before the flight back and the flight got delayed. They're going, good one, fuckhead.
Yeah, no. you're waiting until he's very much under control.
Yeah.
Preferably behind bars, then visit him. Go, good one, dickhead, you loser, Darren.
That would be great. You've got a visitor. Who's coming to Luke Heggie? I don't know, Luke Heggie. Good one, fuckhead.
See you tomorrow.
on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, I don't think we've ever met. Good one, fuckhead.
His wife, Sharon, she continued on to Houston. And she said, he has acted up in the past, but this was by far the worst. Acting up. She's just been backhanded in the head. Referring to it as acting up. Darren was held on remand for 3 weeks in a maximum security jail. Hopefully he's top dog by then, showing the Yankees what's what in terms of thuggery. He appeared in East Boston court. In what sort of T-shirt was he wearing when he got to Boston court where he was in front of a judge?
Well, this is what I'm worried about. Is it some sort of like a fucking Gold's Gym shirt?
No, but it's not something that I would wear to court. But then he's probably limited with what he can fit on, but still, it is America.
Also, that's implied when you said T-shirt.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a weird one to...
Please tell me it's a fucking 4XL tuxedo print T-shirt. dressed up for you?
I wouldn't have known if it was just a photo of that. I would have thought that's tuxedo. It was a Foo Fighters t-shirt to court. Can't pick your fans, can you? Try as we all do. I wouldn't wear any sort of rock t-shirt. Just might as well be slurping on a thick shake and say, "Would you say I can't hear you?" to the judge. They hate that shit.
But also, is it, has he been given his luggage before he's gone into jail and he's got to pick, or have they had to go to lost property, like when a kid pisses themselves in primary school? They've gone, fuck, we've got a big unit in here.
No, it's
what's
his.
In here?
Cause I've,
oh, it is his.
I checked his Insta. He's a Foo Fighters fan, among other things. So, yeah, it's definitely his. But you'd arrange something. Like, surely you've got the resources to go.
Anything.
Can someone get me a collared shirt, please? Mm. Or at least a collar to pretend fits on my shirt. I don't know. Something. A t-shirt, Foo Fighters t-shirt in court, it's not great. Shouldn't be. We should be classless, but we're not. It's not how judges work. His lawyer said, Darren has visited the USA 25 times without incident. So hopefully they took that into consideration, like they should when you start.
I'm listening because I'm almost up there.
Oh, yeah?
Just well, enough. Yeah.
You probably just start pissing on seats and shoving people around. Show some kids your tackle and bash your wife. No, he's always a good bloke up until then. That was out of character.
Well, do you get a little, is it like a, maybe, you know, like a coffee store, a little card, you know, 25 trips to the US, get out of jail free?
Oh, it's got a little hole punch in all of them. I don't think they work that way. Darren faced a maximum 20 years in the clink for his effort.
He's not getting there. He is not getting there.
What do you reckon he got?
Good question. Tough one, this. I'm going to say.
Yep.
I'm going to say 1 year.
No.
Oh.
He got $5,000 bail. Go home, mate.
How good is that?
So he's just allowed to go home. So he did, just like that. See you, Daz.
Wow.
Back to the land of banter.
This show, again, almost 150 episodes in and we can never guess. It changes every time.
Well, that's the problem with committing to something like a fight on a plane or something. Like we could organise one. We could raise $5,000 and just stage a fight, but you'd probably that day end up with 20 years in jail.
Yeah.
So you're done, eh?
It is truly random.
Ah, it's incredible.
I said a year because I thought they won't give him the full 20. He hasn't been a lunatic, and I thought they probably appreciate his, you know, go get him attitude. I'm a power lifter. I'm off to Texas to, you know, it's all the things that America would be like, sick.
Yeah.
I like this dude.
The court did impose strict conditions on his bail, including remaining alcohol-free and staying away from his alleged victim, which was his wife. He faced no further punishment. That is unbelievable value. Admittedly, he didn't get to compete against Chad in the powerlifting, missed the whole competition while in jail. But three weeks in the pan, superb value.
Yeah, but they've given him an impossible task. Darren, don't track down Sharon. And while you are definitely going to be doing that, stay sober.
Yeah.
That is, that they should have just said 15 years. It's like they all.
Well, yeah, they should have. When he got back home, Sharon just took him back. Mansion was lonely with the kids growing up and moved out and everything. In September the same year, 2015, Darren came home drunk from the pub. Obviously, the no booze condition of his bail didn't extend to any cross-Atlantic fun. He got home from the pub. He accused Sharon of having an affair. That's how you do it. Got something imperative to talk to your partner about. Best thing is to head to the pub, discuss it with your pisshead mates, get a skinful, then approach her afterwards at the front door, on the front foot there.
Can't see this ending well for Daz and Shaz.
No, it didn't. He assaulted her again.
Oh.
Sharon had to barricade herself in their bedroom. The bobbies came, obviously, and he found himself Ronnie Coleman, yet again.
Status arrested.
Wow.
As a result of this one, he had to leave the family home. He's given a 3-year restraining order. But he used to leave his motorbike in the garage and Sharon would let him come and get it sometimes. I know it's, man, I know it's a universal wealthy man thing, but it's also quite a new money English thing to have a bit of a James Bond fantasy, isn't it? Man for all seasons. Oh, yeah. I can do anything. White collar crime, chin ups, and ride a fast motorbike. Not a fucking movie, though, is it? Those ingredients usually end in early grave or jail or both.
And if it is a motor, I assume it is the bigger Harley types, because when you see those big units on a little fucking Kawasaki, yeah. There's just, it's like
postie bike.
Yeah. Looks like when you see a fucking elephant on a unicycle or whatever.
Yeah. Big man, little car.
Mm.
Not a lot of them. Darren and Sharon's life together did not end well by 2017. It was over. You'll be happy to know, though, that Darren has moved on with his life. He remarried in year of the Lord 2021.
Karen.
No. He's moved on here. He's gone to exotic Barbados, ooh la la, beach wedding, white short sleeve linen shirt and white shorts, if you want to know, no shoes. Bodybuilders don't go that well in trousers or jeans, do they? Never saw the Hulk getting about in a suit for too long, did we?
I'll tell you what, I've got a crumpled white linen shirt and you know what? It turns out it might be models and Richard Branson look all right in them.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're not one of those two, don't.
An aging tanned billionaire or a model.
Yeah, you need a tan first of all.
Yeah.
And you can't have any, I look like a fucking melted candle.
What business have you got owning a white linen shirt?
Well, that's what I thought. It would attract business. Then I can start doing some, you know.
What do you mean? Dress for the job you want.
Yeah.
You start wearing it to gigs.
No.
What? Where did you ever wear a white linen shirt?
Mate, linen shirts are the preferred shirt of the young child's dad when you see like Saturday afternoon parties. A lot of dads getting around in crumpled linen because it passes as if you've done well enough. You're wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
But it's easy enough, you know, you don't have to iron the fucking thing.
I know the type. Their relationship with their son is a little too fucking weird. Like their son's friends are their friends. You know, they hang around a little too long at the son's 21st, that sort of dude. They're at they're at the Bucks night and they hang around too long. Those sorts of dads, linen shirt.
Yeah, well, I won't be wearing them by the time he's that age. I thought you were accusing me of hanging around too long at his parties now. I'm like, I'll fucking have to. He's 4.
Yeah, I know. All bets are off that. You kind of got
to clean up.
Yeah. No, I mean, 21st and the like. And, you know, I don't know.
No, my theory on the like Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon kids party, dad wearing a crumpled linen shirt if it's anything like my household, I went to leave the house in a T-shirt and 2 seconds before the car started, your wife has said, don't wear a T-shirt, put a shirt on. And so you run into the cupboard, there's no time to iron, you're wearing crumpled linen.
Well, I'd be wearing crumpled something else myself, but yeah, crumpled linen for you to go with your crumpled linen trousers. Your white boat shoes, why not?
You know what I should have worn, Heggy? I should have worn a crumpled limited edition St. Jaden's College Greyhound Polo. Available only at midflightbrawl.com.
still some left. Yeah. Not a lot. They did fly out in December. Sales have slowed down a little, so get amongst it. Or come to the live show, which will be on very, very soon after this, I believe, maybe the next week or two.
The good news is to everyone that ordered them in between Christmas and New Year, no day off for Karen Cody.
No, nor me.
It is the downside of working in a sweatshop.
Yeah.
No public holidays.
Do what you're bloody told. So he's on the beach getting married in a shirt that, you know, top button.
Yeah.
No need for that. Neck like that, top buttons aren't getting done up. Not unlike friend of the show and about the best stand-up getting around Sydney at the moment, Shaw Wunderlich. Give him a shirt and see what he does immediately with it. I've given him a couple of shirts, merch. He's takes the scissors to it. This is a T-shirt just to make himself a wider neck.
Oh, really?
Then he rips the sleeves off to complete the look.
Yeah. I thought he's...
Can't help himself.
Thought his head getting through the hole would have done that damage.
Yeah.
But And I look forward to a message from him as soon as he hears this. Yeah. Here's one. He shoots from the hip as soon as anything about him is mentioned on air.
You're a wanker, Sean.
No button on the, no top button done at the wedding.
Mm.
That's the exact move I had.
Well, you have to, don't you?
No tie.
Oh, I didn't have a tie at mine. Crazy tie. Yeah.
I got married on a farm. If you're wearing a fucking tie on a farm, you're doing a dodgy on their insurance claim.
Michael Clark did when he got married to Kylie and he had to lead the white horse through the long grass. He had a tie on. He made the effort. Darren's new wife, much younger.
Oh.
Looks like an even bigger age gap than the standard second wife scenario. She happens to be a dog mum to Belle and Theo. Over on Darren's Facebook/Instagram, there is a light that never goes out. That's his motto. Doesn't say bodybuilder, IT millionaire, father of three anymore. That's gone. It's just a light that never goes out. So fairly synonymous. He's a managing director at a lighting company, ironically, now.
Oh, well, that's why.
I'm sure it was a joke. But while also being a property developer and a landlord, how does he find the time?
Mate.
He's still over at, what was his company name? Limit the Damage, Proprietary Limit or some shit. The happy couple.
Bodybuilder/landlord.
I mean, at least he wouldn't fit through your door for inspections.
Yeah.
Piss off, Darren. You're not coming in here.
Just getting his head through the windows, having a look in each room. He's got to walk around the outside.
The happy couple have had a baby, a boy. I tell you what, you guess he's given in middle names.
Uh-huh.
I will source and purchase you a custom Essendon stable table before football season.
Hold on.
If you get one of these right, I'll do it.
I'm going to go. One of the names is Darren.
No.
Oh.
So sucked in. You've already got free $5 off me. You're not getting fucking more. Unless you get this. This is not designed to be easy.
Jaden?
No. It's Cooper. Cooper Ace. Darren has a Cooper Ace calligraphy birth date and graphic on his biceps. It's a bit of a rising sun, ace of spades situation. Cross-cultural tattoos, I know.
Mm.
No boundaries. Don't have to stick to anything. Besides the obvious beauty, that's part of the beauty of them as well. Uniting the world, one appropriated culture after another.
Beautiful.
Cooper, he's about 4 or 5 months old by the look of things, and he gets dressed up in sunglasses and adult-style clothes. I can't really get behind that.
Nah.
Little babies with brand-name shoes and shit.
Yeah, you see people get them fucking Nike, you know, Air Jordans.
Babies don't give a shit.
Yeah, the cunt doesn't even have a heel. If you try to put a shoe on anyone under 18 months, it's a fucking nightmare.
Not my bag of chips. I didn't see a new piece of clothing till I was a fucking adult myself.
Mm.
Just hand-me-downs for 16, 17 years, really.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what my second son gets.
Yeah.
All of my oldest hand-me-downs.
Man, I had KT26s that had done 2 years times two by the time I got my 2 years in them. Fucking clapped out. Whatever.
That's when they were fucking made proper, mate.
Oh.
That's when they could do fucking 6 years on a child's foot.
I got an original pair on their way to me right now, actually.
Oh, I've actually been looking for them for you. I do the odd late night drunk internet search.
Well, I don't want everyone to get on this, but you probably will now, but it's be pretty much tracked out by now. The KT26 Appreciation Society on Facebook, they pop up there every now and then. And some people just put up their collection, which I'm loath to do because I'd have one of the better collections in the country, I think.
Yeah, sure. You should. It's at the start of one of your specials, isn't it? All your KTs?
Yeah, that's just a bag full of them, though. I've got a few new pair sitting around. you know, I've got to maintain a tenuous grip with the working classes throughout the rest of my stand-up.
Yeah,
comedy.
You have. You've got a collection of KT26s. What do you think that makes you?
Well, upper
it's
class.
It's not a fucking cupboard full of Rolexes.
Might as well be.
Hey, guys, set your gaze upon my $110 shoe collection.
Cooper Ace, he already owns a full LFC strip before he's even able to walk, much less never alone. Right. Fucking hell. Imagine dressing your baby up in Liverpool gear, head to toe, full with boots and everything. Oh, God.
Even kids, like little kids that have football teams, I find that fucking weird.
Oh, you're born into it over there.
Saying that, when my firstborn was at the hospital, I did order an Essendon baby membership just to annoy my wife when we got home. Like, oh, what's this gift? And it was a little kids membership.
Oh, my God. Did she?
Yeah, it was a good $18 joke.
Did she tell you to get the fuck out of her house that she now owns upon her own?
Bigger fish to fry.
I just hope this little fella grows up and strong and healthy and ready to start some shit on a plane. We can check in on him.
Oh, yeah.
It's feasible. If we go long enough, we'll see some intergenerational plane biff from incidents decades apart. It'd be fucking awesome, yes. Wouldn't it? Imagine if Cooper Ace, like 15 years from now, I go, Cooper Ace is in a fire. Who the fuck's, oh, I know, Darren's son.
There is hope for the future.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on, Cooper. Do it for us here at MFB HQ. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling your mates. If you want to get around us, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Chuck us a few shekels and get bonus content, early ad-free episodes, and early access to live shows. One, which is coming up pretty soon, 28th of Jan and 28th of January in Melbourne. At Comedy Republic. Right now, Heggy Zoom has just closed. He's going to call back frantically. Here we go. Should I let him on? Oh, he's got to let me in. He's hosting the fucking thing. Midflightbrawl.com. If you look at the merch and tickets. I know. That's all right. I told everyone what happened.
Okay.
Your Zoom cut out.
Yeah, cool. So you finished up?
Yeah. All done, mate. You've done the hard yakka.
Yeah. I'll turn it off now. Hang on.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.